on the death of Prince. He had his own color, purple. He had his own year, 1999. He had his own kingdom, Minneapolis. And he came from the same state as F. Scott Fitzgerald, Bob Dylan, and Charles Schulz, who created Peanuts. Minnesota, an Indian word which meant cloudy. If there was one thing I swore I'd never do, I've probably done it already, a few times already, because the things I know I'll never do, like murder someone, for instance, don't even make it into my bucket list, which is a term, by the way, I don't like at all, and I resent other people when they use it. In fact, I could kill them. Because it seems to my ears, at least, to my resentful way of thinking, to be a boastful way of saying, I've done it in my mind already. So I'm cool for just thinking of it and stuffing it into an imaginary bucket that my therapist had me invent. As I paid off my 50-minute session in cash, helps value the hour if you didn't know. And I say, who carries a bucket anyhow? And is it wood? Like you dunk in a wishing well, or galvanized steel like in a clanking factory, or brightly colored plastic like in a watery laundromat. You're thinking you're Huck Finn, while I'm thinking you're Charlie Chaplin, who'd step on a bucket, get his foot caught, and eventually fall on his ass with his legs spread eagle and his eyes agape. On a flimsy California movie set in a jittery silent film where the only sound you would hear were people sitting next to you laughing uproariously, wetting their pants and panties, which is something I've never done, at least from laughter that I can remember. Prince died last week, and Miles Davis said, Prince was part Jimi Hendrix, part James Brown, and part Charlie Chaplin. Three notes not normally blown together, but Miles could play anything and understood the music of silence. Oh, and part Marvin Gaye, too. Oh, and also Sly Stone. Let's not forget Little Richard and that other musical royalty, Duke Ellington. There have been military music men, Major Lance, walking the dog. And the one you remember all these years, Sergeant Pepper. And the three kings from the Blues Dynasty, B.B., Freddie, and Albert. And Bo Diddley's sexy female guitarist was called nothing less than the Duchess. Of what, I'm not sure. And then, of course, there was Count Basie. Not to be confused with the Count Five, who did Psychotic Reaction. Better stop there. I must confess that I always found Prince's masquerade saliciousness, his bare-chested, lascivious come-on, so corny, so Midwest Protestant. But he danced like James Brown, sans sweat, and his women were always wild with splendid hair and true spirits on their own, and his immense talent undeniable, and he held vast orgies of harmony on stage, humping everybody in time. Wish you were invited to join, but only if you could dance. 57 is too young, but not as young as Jim, Jimmy, or Janice, or even Kurt Cobain. Prince left two vaults of unreleased music, but no wife, no kids, no parents. So let the squabbling begin amongst the distant heirs to the princedom, who will surely come out of nowhere to claim the princely treasures of Le Petit Prince, who sang about elevators and then died in his own. That's right, his own elevator. And 300 million, they say. Let's go crazy and punch in a higher floor. Prince told Larry King, although at that time he didn't use the name Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, which is to say the least a mouthful, to gain the upper hand of the evil encroaching Warner Brothers, that once he wrote Slave on his cheek, and it was all over then as far as he was concerned. But he still loved them, the ever-changing presidents of his record company, although the suits weren't invited to orgy, and the year 1999 was his alone. He played electric guitar so effortlessly, it was hard to believe he could be that good, but he was. prince told king he didn't celebrate birthdays and was very, very soft-spoken, as befits a prince when questioned by a king. We are entering that age when last century's icons start falling off the map, right into the lap of history, like Mark Twain, and now Bowie and Prince. Me, I've yet to make the mark. I believed I was destined to scratch out on this twirling stone, so I stick around, engine running in the no parking zone, like a little red Corvette, bound like all of us for the scrap heap someday.